In this meditation, I don't know whether you are aware that the right view and the right mindfulness, both are categorized under wisdom. From the Noble Eightfold Path, right view and right mindfulness is the wisdom category. Right thought, right effort, and the right concentration is the concentration category. The other parts are virtue category. So you can see that whatever thing I am saying with the right view, whatever thing I see with the right view, that is his alien sickness and that one. So when I say with the mindfulness, I am saying such is form. What I was telling with the wisdom, that this is subject to aging, sickness and death. Now with the mindfulness I am saying such is form. Form is of this nature. It is subject to aging, sickness and death. So I am aware of that one. I am mindful about the fact that it is subject to such and such a change. So they are both coming under as wisdom category. And then we look at the concentration category. The thought of renunciation, thought of non-malevolence, thought of non-harming, their right thought is a concentration, because I want to get rid of the sensual thought, I want to get rid of the evil thought, I want to get rid of the harming thought. And I put effort to discard the evil that has arisen, effort to prevent the arising of unarisen evil, effort to maintain skin state. So then I am actually saying I don't want sensual desires. I am putting effort to get rid of sensual desires. They all come to concentration. And having reached the concentration, I am maintaining my concentration without the sensual thought. So there is right concentration. And the other paths are the virtue paths, the refrain from killing, our speech, frivolous talks. Refrain from lying, killing, all those things are virtue paths. Now in the meditation, what you have to do, first we need to establish the mindfulness regarding the body. That is the minimum term. When you establish mindfulness regarding the form, then my mind is unlimited. Otherwise my mind is limited. In Pali, it goes like Chakuna Rupandika, this Apri Rupi Rupi Saradhyati, Apri Rupi Rupi Vyapajati. Anupattita Kaya Satyicha Virati, Parichati. So that means having seen a form with the eye, one's mind get infatuated about the form, that the form that is sort of good form. And if the form is bad, then I get anger. And in both occasions, what I have is the mindfulness regarding the body not established. If I got the mindfulness regarding the body, that I am saying this form, whatever, whether the pleasurable or displeasure thing, it's all agreeable or disagreeable, they are all subject to aging, sickness and death, changing nature. So why would I care about anything or any of those things? So that means very important to have the 32 parts of the body or the death contemplation. One of those things should be there. Having established that one, then if I am successful, then I am in the jhana concentration. Then I have sort of rapture, either with initial application and sustained application. I am keep on applying thought of renunciation, thought of non-harming, thought of non-malevolence. That's what I do in the meditation. So after a little while I got fed up, because I have to apply each time, because initial application, sustained application, vitakka vichara is sort of cross, because I have to keep on doing it. It's something like as a person has to always, you know, add two numbers and then add them, you know, I got the sum and then put another line. So rather than remembering that one, 2 plus 3 is always 5, I have to keep on applying, keep on at these things, which I am not happy. So since it is cross, then I don't want that one. I am happy to have my concentration without it. So I go to second jhana concentration without initial application and sustained application. Having reached that concentration, now I see I have the rapture. Previously I was sad, I had the displeasure. Now I have rapture, I am happy. But now I have another problem. The problem is this is physical. I feel the rapture starting from my head or somewhere, it's flowing through the body. Since it is physical, I think I might cling into that one. So having seen that peril, that I am saying I don't want that. So then I become indifferent to that rapture, it will fade away, and then I have the pleasure. So this pleasure is mental. With the mental pleasure, I contemplate. I am abiding in the third jhana level. When I abide in third jhana concentration, then I have the pleasure. Now I am saying, hang on, what I am saying here, I was contemplating about the birth, aging, sickness, even the suffering nature. Now I am pleasurable. What I am saying about the pleasure, that means the actuality is the suffering, temporarily it has ceased. That's why I have the pleasure. Now I am saying, now the suffering will come, the pain will arise. So when you actually think about the pain will arise, next moment it will arise, or maybe next moment it will arise, then you become indifferent to the pleasure that has arisen. So then you become going to the state of equanimity. You don't care whether it's pleasurable or non-pleasurable. So when you go into that level, so you have the equanimity, now you are sort of good, you're stable, you can stay for a long time. Until you see a dead person. When you see a dead body, death for you or somebody else, then you'll be awakened that you have the equanimity and you can get the equanimity to the equanimity. So having got the equanimity, now you understand that this is also changing. So now the seven factors of enlightenment come to arise. Now you are actually saying the death is the death of the consciousness. It's not the death of the body, because after dead person you can actually touch that body, it is there, it's not dead. The consciousness is dead. No. So since you understand that consciousness, death of consciousness, my higher concentration that I have constructed is also the consciousness. Now I see. Now this is also subject to the same phenomena, that the concentration will also pass away. The death can occur to that. So now you are actually saying, like that carpenter looking at something, he is saying, it's useless to construct these things anymore. The chairs he constructed, now it's broken. The tables he constructed, they are broken. So he sees them. They are like persons seeing dead bodies. He sees the broken chairs, broken this thing. So since now he is saying it's useless to construct these things. So therefore now these constructions are the volitional formations, sanskara, my verbal formations, physical formations. I know my physical formations are sort of subject to aging, sickness, death. And my verbal formations, vitakka vichara, initial applications, sustained applications, which, ceases, come to arise. And I am ashamed of those things as well. So, I am fed up with those things. And I'm now in the higher concentration level, I am saying, these are the chitta sanskara. They are the thought formations. What actually let me come into this thought is my perception. Remember in the diagram, that the perception, volition, and then I got the volitional formation. So now I am saying, these perceptions, my chitta sanskara, or the thought formations here, are due to my perception. Now it's like the perception is, for a carpenter, it's like a wood piece. You got a piece of wood, or nails, and the parts that can make a chair or something. Now previously, having seen a wood piece, he was assigning a big value to that one. Now this is really good. I can create this sort of wood, this sort of furniture, this sort of thing. Now having seeing this, you know, peril nature of things that is subject to breaking and people don't respect these chairs anymore or something, then he does not give a value to the perception. Tense is away from the perception. Sanya. So therefore, he is not assigning value to the feeling. Because there is a feeling. What he used to do, the carpenter, why would he actually construct? Maybe you are thinking first he is doing that one for living. That is another thing. Also, he actually delight on his own creation of those things. You know, carpenter create these things, he's delighted about it. If he has no delight, then he wouldn't go for that. So how do he get the delight? Just because other people are telling him, this carpenter is good, he has done a marvelous job, appreciation by others. Now, since he himself see that these things are, you know, getting broken, and for his consciousness, there is death for the furniture, is that, you know, the same thing. It's the breaking and, you know, falling nature. So now he's not assigning a value to his feeling. Even somebody is telling he's not assigning value. So since he's not assigning a value to the feeling that is done by the perception, so he's not letting the craving, you know, coming into his mind. Because he's stopping at the feeling level. I don't want to go any further. Because he's not assigning a value. Oh, he's assigning a very, very low value depending on his concentration. So therefore, you can see his craving going down. Since his perception is a very low value, his volition is also low. So you can see the karma, the chetana, volition, create this karma. So since he's not assigning a good value to that one, so his volition is going down. So he's going down in two parts, the craving as well as the volition. Since he's going down in the craving and the volition, then there is this ending of this whole mass of suffering. Because he is eradicating the craving, he's eradicating the karma, both. So that's how one would reach the final goal. Otherwise, when someone going into concentration, that person is happy to live there.
So to do this meditation, you have to go to samadhi first, isn't it? After that, you have to think about this fire activity and cleaning. Otherwise, you are going around and around and just analyzing.
But to go into the samadhi concentration, you always use the fire aggregate subject to clinging somehow.
Yeah.
You know, you are looking at the bottom part of the diagram.
Yeah.
Well, my car tire is worn out. My, you know, the bar is worn out. I'm subject to sickness, death. So you start with the right view.
Mm-hmm.
So right view, right thought, right speech. It goes in that sequence.
Yeah. So that means if you have to concentrate on the first part, and then go to samadhi, and then get back from there. If the thought comes to your mind, isn't it?
If you get the concentration,
yeah.
If you are steady on the concentration, if you are so good at the concentration, then you need to contemplate over the death.
Because if it doesn't come, or if you don't get it, so you just stay in the
concentration. You just stay there because you are happy. This is. Because to get into the concentration, for a person having this, you know, household life, for example, it's difficult to get into the concentration unless you practice quite a lot before. And when you get into the concentration, well, I'm tired and fed up with these household things, going to work, cleaning the house, and all those things, and my body was subject to sickness, aging, pain, and all those things. Now I got something pleasurable. Let me stay there. So that's what's happening. That becomes the uccha, restlessness. We look at that time. Let me stay, or should I go further? And so unless you see, and then somebody, either phone call comes in and actually tells you, hey, that person passed away. Oh, really? and that wake you up. And like that one, in the concentration, if you really see the sickness, death and all those things, then you are actually happy to give up this one. Otherwise, you will hold into concentration.
But the carpenter story, we can arrive that one with the thought of mankind, because in the thought of this, thought of renunciation, thought of non-renounce, and thought of mankind. So those three things are going one after the other, and then when you are coming back, we can get the same thing in the carpet is fully better.
Well, you cannot get into thought of non-harm without getting rid of the thought of sensual desire, the thought of the sensuality. That part has to be got rid of, because otherwise you cannot maintain. Remember that in the diagram, the diagram we looked at last time, it's all linked over here. See, to have the thought of non-harming, I should not have the lying part. While I am saying, let this be mine, I cannot say that I am not fighting with anybody else. So I have to give up my part. So the thought of renunciation should be there. And also, while I am saying that this thought of malevolence, if I say I have given up this, but still I can have a thought of malevolence in a very subtle form. Because having reached that concentration here, I am happy to abide in that concentration. I am saying my concentration is stable, good, and maintained in such a way. So I have a confusion over there, telling that this concentration will last. So you need to get rid of that one as well. So even not only those hard ones like a free, harsh speech, not like harsh speech or the slander. Even in the higher concentration, that one has to be given up as well, in that sense. Otherwise, you don't reach that. Now, one good example is if you are actually in a higher concentration, if somebody touch you or actually tell you, you need to go do something, immediately you get the anger. Because you are in a so happy, pleasurable situation. I have seen this one. I have seen this as happened. So you can see, we always cling. We get rid of the sensual desire at the time of meditation. Now I am at the jhana concentration, now I am wholly to that one. So I want to get rid of that one as well. So if I get rid of both, then I have the thought of non-harming. So when you have the thought of non-harming, that's the place actually bodhicanga kick off. Without that concentration, you don't get the bodhicanga. Correct bodhicanga coming into play. Because you got to get the equanimity level. And got the equanimity level, and then you have the death contemplation. It's not possible to arrive at the non-harming alone without giving up that thing. It's something like that. I am saying in a supermarket I want to buy that one. Right, but I'm not going to harm anyone. But I have a thought, if somebody is actually going to buy it, if there's only one piece, oh, that person got it. At that time there is this inside, the harming thought in the sense. You would prefer that person, well, he might give it up or something. So the thoughts are coming up. Because I might decide.
But it's that sometimes when you, because you have practiced this Swami, so you can just going from the first part to the other part and then come back. So So as we have practicing all these other meditations, so we try to go to the, you know, from the top all the time, to like, that's you look at the pressure and everything about form, and then that goes to this direction rather than going down.
What you are trying to say, you are actually trying to see these blue parts.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's happened with the, it's a gradual development.
Mm-hmm.
So you will be there for a long time because we had a very bad life.
Yeah,
and now we got something better. So one would actually say, let's stay there for a little while, right? But later on you can see you wake up. You get a wake up call. Well, what is the wake up call? Your sickness. If you get some kind of a sickness, if the, you know, the body parts are popping up somewhere or something is going to happen, at that time you have that. And then if you remember that one, or the death movement for somebody else, or your own experience about the death, because you are about to, you know, you are in an accident or something. So if you are mindful about that one, you have to keep on using contemplation about the death is the major one.
That's something that never comes to me. And so it's just that a warning and then goes to the other
place
and never stays there and then look at that.
Well, later on, maybe one day. Yes. Keep trying. Okay, we will stop for today.